Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are you?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. My mouth is on fire tonight. It will be running tonight. But first, let's play a little song while I make myself a cup of tea, or at least attempt to get AJ to do one for me.
Minus 13,5, darf noch minus 16,0 im Vormonat angestiegen sein. Heute.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
your back.
Yeah.
Cause you'll burn it up for me, and that's a fact.
At the pink shiny cater, and I know how to act.
You know what day it is?
No, what day is it?
Come on, you gotta know this one. What day is it?
Hump day.
But no.
It's Boss's Day. No, because we bosses.
Yeah, we
own our company. We got people working below us. So they need to be giving us flowers. They need to be buying us candy. Don't you start clapping. You owe us. You may have got away with buying us dinner tonight, Dawn, but there's still flowers missing. There's still candy missing. It's Boss's Day.
Boss's Day. I don't care.
Which means today, hold on, which means today you don't spit in your boss's cup. You don't put pee in your boss's cup. You be nice to your boss. Now, that's just asking too much right there.
Technically, I am the boss.
Doesn't count. You haven't got a company.
Well, I still got my
own
boss and my
kids. But anywho, we are back and we are on Hazel Runs Her Mouth right now. It's been like a really crazy week and everything so far. There's been lots of good things and some crazy things. Those of you who know I'm dealing with Robert Stab now that he's out of jail, he makes life very interesting, to say the least. Him and his crazy family are trying to actually have me deported at the moment. They've been making threats, saying all kinds of crap and everything. I think it's just to get Robert away from me, but, you know, this is a group of people who had nothing to do with him for the 5 years his dad was in jail. You know, so what hope in hell chance they have on that is beyond me. But anyway, give it a shot because of their CPS investigate me. We've had the police department at my home before because of them. You know, and if they couldn't find any reason to take Robert away, they would have reported me to immigration as well. And, you know, well, I have been reported to immigration a couple of times and nothing ever came of that. So, to them. Now, I have said it to their face. I told Robert Stead yesterday, tell his family to fuck off. And if they've got a problem with me, instead of making their little innuendos behind my back, to come out and say it. I said, if they ain't got the balls to do that, they need to shut the fuck up and get on with their own lives instead of being in mine.
Yeah.
So I have to say on that matter. Anywho, it is Wednesday, October 16th. 2013. Winter is creeping in upon us because Wisconsin has its first weather forecast for snow for next week.
Oh.
3 days, apparently, that we are going to have snow next week. Well, let's have a look at what the Weather Channel has to say. Weather.com. Let's see what they have to say on their 10-day forecast. Funny if they said, oh yeah, by next Wednesday you're going to have 13 inches. It would be like, well, hey, 13 inches. Oh, you mean the snow. Got excited for a minute. 13 inches is always good. Unless you're dating a white man and then you don't get 13 inches. You're lucky to get 5. Then my job is done. What? Let's see. Okay. Thursday, showers and rain, which is great because I have to get the bus and go into Robert's career day tomorrow. Joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy.
Then Friday 52, Saturday 52. Well, the Weather Channel doesn't have snow. They do have us having extremely cold weather starting to come in, like below freezing. But apart from that, they're not forecasting snow. So I don't know what Fox 6 is on about.
Channel 12 got it, too.
Channel 12 has it as well?
Yeah.
My goodness.
You know what? It's just their theory, because you don't have to find their theory is the way
wrong. Right. See, and my friend Corey, actually going back to the whole 5 to 13 inches thing, actually does state that most white men will get bigger than 5 inches if they own a pump. For those white men out there, do not use a bicycle pump and attach it to the end of your penis. Please go to a sex store and buy a regular sex pump. You slide your dick in, you pump it up, signs look like a mushroom in the end. But anywho, makes me laugh. Dawn's over here dying with laughter because she's got a little white guy. She knows exactly what I'm going on about. She's sitting here going, I wish it was 5 inches. Would have had to have bought that 15-inch killer dong vibrator the other week. It's a sad state of affairs when you have sex with your man and you're like, baby, how's it feel? And you're like, are you in yet? But anywho. What? I am not horrible. I am lovely. I am delightful, and I am a model of virtue and innocence.
And she's also fabulous.
I am fabulous, damn it. Of course she's agreeing with me. She needs me to babysit her kid while she works. AJ, you've got nothing to worry about. You're like 11 inches of hung stallion of prime ripe meat.
Okay, good night, everyone. I'm done for the day.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
Let's talk about the prime loveliness of our trail. This is a 6 foot 5 inch, 270 pound man of pure sexy godliness. I mean, he's like a delicious ripe strawberry dipped in chocolate, just right for the eating. Don't whistle because I know you can hear me over there. See, if you couldn't hear me, you would be shaking your head and laughing and giggling. I have to throw Cora's tit at him in a minute. Cora, grab your boots. Let's start throwing. But anyway, we're actually now looking at WISN 12 to see what they say about snow. Oh, and just for those of you who may have been listening to the news, apparently it did make national news that a school in Milwaukee had to evacuate all their students today over a bomb threat. Well, it turns out that the students were doing their SATs at the local high school, and it was a student who called in the threat. Look, if you want to get out of your SATs,
just don't show up.
Just don't show up
to class. Be sick. Do something. But seriously, don't call in a bomb threat, because then you're going to get arrested and all that crap that goes with it. So just don't. And it just proves, doesn't it? The idiocy of Milwaukee students and MPS at its finest work. This is MPS doing their No Kid Left Behind. No, No Kid Left Behind, because most of our MPS students are going to jail. So it's like the No Kid Left Behind in society. No Kid Left Behind because they're all going to jail. Well, at this rate, everybody. Oh, so here we go. This is what we've got. Okay, apart from media time, WISN is saying, which is WISN 12, Friday night, cool with a shower or flurry. Flurries possible for Saturday and Sunday night and Monday. Wednesday, a wintry mix. I think the dog's just gone in David's bedroom, AJ.
Get out of there.
So, you know, we are going to get our first taste of winter and the cold.
Right here.
Oh, did he go in the room? Oh, she didn't just go in David's room. The door opened up before then. Anywho. And see, this is the thing. Going back to the whole right looking meat and white being small and black being tasty, is that Cora likes Portuguese meat.
See, and this is the thing, you know, when you bring into, like, start bringing in some of the European countries and everything, you get this mixture going, you get what most women describe as the right size penis. Because it's not too small and it's not too big. You haven't got the, are you in there yet? And you haven't got the, God help me, fetch me a doctor, I've been ripped open. You've got the, oh my God, I'm praising the Lord and let's do this again. And that's what every woman is after, to be perfectly honest. See, Cora and her guy, it's kind of like you and me, AJ. Together they look like an Oreo cookie, but he's got that caramel look going. Whereas you've got that dark, rich chocolate look. But anywho. He's Portuguese. Good place to come from. On that note, I have embarrassed AJ to the fullest. So we are actually going to play a song.
I'm out at Brooklyn, now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from. I made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot, corners where we selling Africa been by the home of the hip-hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked. City is a pity, half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special, and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice, Z-Lo, three card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade. Long live the King, yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's so they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip to life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple eve, caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style, and the winter gets cold in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bus out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin, and Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. MC and May got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Big city.
And we are back. So I have to quote one of my favorite lines from what a really good movie. AJ,
what?
You forget you're not in America anymore. You're in Brazil. If you're a Fast and a Furious fan, you know exactly which movie that came from. There's just something about Vin Diesel saying that line that just, it clinches it. Now, serious question for you, AJ. If you had a chance and you had the group of people to do it, would you steal $100 million from gang members?
Gang,
not gay.
No, I said gay.
Oh, I thought you said gay. What?
No.
Like, at least it would be colorful. Well, would you?
Maybe. It would be interesting, though.
That is very true. That is very, very true. But anyway.
See,
and that's my whole thing there. But I do have to excuse me if I get sidetracked because it's on TV. But it has to be said, I might have to find something else to watch shortly. Hotel Transylvania. Come on, it's coming up for Halloween.
No.
Yeah, we watched Wreck-It Ralph last night and this morning.
So we didn't finish watching it last night.
So I finished watching Hotel Transylvania last night because Robert turned it off. Me and Robert were, and then he turned it off when I fell asleep.
Well, blame you.
No, I blame you.
Blame me.
You're the man of the house. I blame you.
I had nothing to do with
it. Shut up. You did. You're the man of the house. Don't show me
you
shut. I'll tell you shut. I'll tell you shut. Don't make me throw a tin at you. I'll throw a tin at you. That's not good. Throw a tin at you right now. Grab a tin. I'm going to throw it at you.
Okay, you go ahead and do it. What's going to happen?
I ain't scared of you.
Good.
Giant chocolate bundle of love. Oh, I nearly got you on the head.
But you almost had it.
Gotta be quicker than that. It is actually fun when me and AJ throw titties around, and I'm sure there's people listening like, what the hell are they talking about? We have our own throwable titty, don't we, AJ?
You know.
I'm sitting over there with it in front of you. Little brown titty with a pink nipple. You just want a little titty like that in your hand, and you know that mine are too big. My little titties won't fit in your hand. They spill over the sides. It's like silly putty, isn't it? You know that gooey stuff that, like, runs through your fingers and everything? Mm-hmm. It's like that. It's like you get titty flesh all flobbling through your fingers and everything. Here, look at me a second. AJ, look at me a second. So I was just checking to see if you had stretch marks around your mouth from eating titties. I really need to change the subject because I'm getting really crude and rude.
Yeah, talk about they're finally going to open up. Well, the government is finally going to be opening up.
Yeah, I mean, I was just talking with Cora about this. The government are now voting on whether to do what they've suggested they were doing today to go in place. And it looks like it'll go through. But the only contingency on that is that it's only going to be in place up until February 7th. So between now and February 7th, they've got to come up with a permanent solution. Otherwise, we're going to be slap bang in this same predicament again come February, which to me is just ridiculous. Apparently, Obama yet again was fighting with everybody, and he didn't want to budge from what he wants done and everything. And I know as president he has that right and everything, but he still needs to remember it's us who elected him, and that we want certain things in place. We want certain rules and stuff to, you know, so that people can still live their day-to-day life. And as I was saying to AJ, up until, you know, the recent weeks, I didn't really have a problem with him as our president. But, you know, now there's so many different things that are going on and are being said and that are being done that I find quite disturbing. And especially when it starts affecting people who I really care about, you know, then I take issues with things because, as most of my friends can tell you,
you know, a lot of my friends are family to me, and that does include people like Cora. It does include people, other people as well. And when their lives are affected by these sort of issues, you know, I'm not saying I take it personally, but I take it a little bit more to heart than, you know, I would normally do. And I'm just glad that, you know, this upcoming month our veterans are going to be able to get their benefits and be able to get things sorted out for themselves, because, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up, Christmas is coming up, and it's bullshit that the government would have their money all nice and tidy in their banks to be able to do their stuff. But, you know, we got people who were going to, you know, the prospect of being made homeless, not having incomes coming in, that kind of thing. So, you know, let's hope that they can continue to work on a strong solution to this, so we don't have any of those issues coming up. But, yeah, we'll just see how it plays over the next couple of days and the next weeks ahead, because this does need to, it does need to end. On another note, some really good news for us is that we will be moving at the end of this month, which we are extremely happy about. It's going to be great. We've already got a bunch of things sorted out. I've got Robert's bed taken care of. I've got some other things taken care of. All the major expenses are going to be pretty much taken care of. It's just then getting all the little bits and pieces together and those kind of things. And hopefully, you know, that will all come together in due time. And, you know, it would be nice to have a home again, to be perfectly honest. I've missed out on that. I missed out on having my own space, being able to shut my own bedroom door and when I'm having a bad day and telling the whole world to go for themselves. You know, it's a bit hard to do that when you're living in somebody else's home because there's nowhere really for you to go. But yeah, so those events are coming up and it's going to be great. I can't wait to get my pictures back up. Can't wait to get curtains up and all those things and just have, that's what I just said, hang pictures up. And just, you know, get things sorted out that need to be sorted out. It's going to be great and so excited. The other good thing is as well, God, what was it? I can't even remember. No, it's not. That was yesterday. Crap, I can't remember. There was something else that was I wanted to let everybody know about. And for the life of me, I can't remember it. Huh? Wish we were. Hey, you never know. You've got a couple more days than we might be. And there's a lot of things, as I say, that are going on that, you know, does help. Oh, yeah, we did that thing today. We actually went and took in all of our donations today to Children's Hospital. And for those of you who know that when I do this, right away afterwards, I feel very, very happy, but also very sad at the same time. One, because such things are needed, but two, because, you know, me dealing with losing Matthew, I spend a lot of my time doing that as memory, and those kind of things help me out. And so when it's all handed over and everything, it does make me, you know, a little bit sad. But on the plus side of things, there were a lot of babies honored this time with this donation. And that is what it's about. It's not just about honoring Matthew, it's honoring all of the babies who are lost. And as I say, this lot bags were named in memory of some very, very special babies who are special to me because I feel like I know them really well because they belong to really, really good friends of mine. So I'm glad that they went out. AJ has always came with me and we got a certificate from Children's Hospital for our donation. And the woman's actually quite surprised that we didn't ask for a receipt so we could get the money taken off of our taxes for the donation. But seriously, that's not what it's about. It's about making sure that families have something tangible for themselves. And also this lot was going to the NICU department. So there's a lot of hats for babies, blankets for the babies. There are things for the families. There's some books in there too. You know, there's a lot of goodies that we hope will bring comfort and 40 teddy bears when, I mean, it was just a big donation. Me and AJ are lugging all this stuff on the bus. But I will be back really, really shortly.
I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes. I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes. I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes.
I only have 120 minutes in which to save the world on a Wednesday night. That is true. I have to save everybody from normalcy. Everybody needs to be as insane and crazy as me. I have a superhero's cape. That is how powerful I am. Who else in this universe can say they have a superhero's cape? You don't have a superhero's cape?
I used to.
But it's not as pretty as mine. Mine's pink and glittery, and it sparkles. The sparkling. Anywho, I have to quickly go to break there because yet again, Donkey Ass had to call up because if he isn't in my business every 5 minutes of the damn day, then there's something wrong. And as he like called and hung up, then called and hung up, I had to answer the phone finally. But anyway, I swear, people, never get involved with the crazy Crawfords. That's all I can say. There are some good ones out there, but on the whole, they're all just fucked up completely. I don't even know where to go on that one, but they're crazy. But anywho, moving along. We are actually right now in the slap bang in the middle of Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month, which, as everybody knows, is something very close to my heart, very close to my friends' hearts as well. And what I did is I did actually ask last week for some friends to send me some letters that they wanted for their babies and to know. And if I can get to them. Oh, what the heck? I'm going to try and get to them so that I can read them for them. But I'm having issues. Why can't I get to them? Let's see if I can. It really doesn't like me right now. Oh, that's because I got to go to another page. There's intelligence. Well, I'm wondering why it's not scrolling any further. At the bottom, it says page 1 of 6. So the first one we're actually going to read is from my friend Cora to her babies. And I will apologize, Cora, if I pronounce any of your babies' names wrong. I really, really apologize, okay? It says, to Bariah, Maya, Rose, and Alaya, my dearest children, I cry at my missing you. You were called to heaven too soon. Though some think you are not here, I know differently. More importantly, my heart knows differently, as you left such soft footprints. You were tiny little ones, yet only here for a brief time. You are still here for a purpose. The pain and heartache and long journey has shown me more of God's purpose for me. Your purpose here was to break my heart, to allow during the healing a garden to grow. A healing garden has a purpose to lightly touch others' lives through your footprints. So your purpose lives on, meanwhile mine fulfilling. I know and believe in my heart that God has you in his hands, and I know Jesus is here to help me through. I am so sorry that life isn't fair. I'm sorry that I could not make it better for you. The realization is that we are to worship God forever and give him glory, which you get to do altogether before me. All I can say is I love you. I love you so much. We started to dream about each and every one of you and made plans, but those would just have to wait till I see you in heaven. You are safe where you are, praising God all day long. Through this journey, I ask many questions, but I feel that in this journey, it asks questions of me. As I answered each one with many tears and prayers, I pray that I honor God through each one and honor you, my babies, of whom I have been blessed with. I love you even though I have not physically met you. I speak your names and remember you always. Bariah, my firstborn. Maya, my shooting star. My little rosebud, you continue to bloom in heaven. And Alaya, you remind me God is. Know that Mummy loves you and Daddy too. You're all our treasured little gems, our precious little gifts. Ooh, that's a... I know I'm starting to tear up here and I've got to read another one yet. If my email will actually work. Oops, no, went too far. I think what people don't realize is, and a lot of people make the assumption that when you lose a child, even if it's through miscarriage, or especially when it's through miscarriage, that it was just tissue. That's not the case. These are our babies. And regardless of whether we held them for one day, for the full 9 months, physically got to hold and see our children or not, they're always a part of us. This one is from Jane, who is actually one of our admins, to her little boy, Adam. My darling son, It has been 15 years since I kissed you goodbye and told you I was sorry. Sorry because I wasn't strong enough to walk away from your dad, and had I been of, you would be here now with me. There isn't a second of the day I don't miss you. The day you left was the day you took my heart with you, and I'll never get it back until I have you in my arms when we meet again. You used to come and visit your sister when she was little and play with her hair. I could hear her telling you she was going to come and tell me. You come to me in my dreams when I'm upset about things with your granny, but I can't see your face, and I want to see you. I want to hold you and never let you go. I want to kiss you. I want to love you more than I already do. I just want you back, baby boy. I want you to know I love you to the moon and back, and my only solace is, baby, that I will see you again. With all my love, baby boy, I love you, mommy. Wow. I don't even think I could read one to Maddie right now, because that would just pretty much be my undoing. It's hard enough reading them to that my friends have written, let alone reading my one for Matthew. But I think what we'll do is we'll just play a song in memory of our babies and how much we love them, and we'll be right back.
Nothing to fall on more. heart is now free. Ave Maria.
So this past week, while me and AJ were actually looking for his DJ equipment, I came across two envelopes that were sent to me. I don't know if anybody remembers, but on December 16th of last year, I lost my sister. She had a torn aorta in her heart, and she died just 12 days after my niece was born. And it pretty much, she was my rock from after losing Maddie. Well, I found the envelope that my stepmom sent me that had photos of Maddie and that she printed out for me in a letter. And I think I'll just read the letter that she wrote to Matthew. It says, "To my darling nephew Maddie, you're truly an angel and an inspiration, and I'm trying to help your mom and be there for her, for you. You're a gorgeous little man who was too good for this world. I know that. I try not to be angry that you're not here with your mom and dad and your brother. You, my nephew, have brought so many people together, it's untrue. You were and always will be a gift. Look after your mommy, daddy, and Robert, and keep an eye on Bug for me. You guys are the terrible twins. Love you always and forever, Auntie Kay." And we always actually used to joke that we would have a race to see who got to Matthew first. And she always swore, you know what, I'm going to get to him first. I'm going to hug him before you. I'm going to hug him before you. And I said to her, you know what, I'm the older sister. There's no way you're going to get to my son before me. And she did. She had my niece on December 4th, which was Maddie's due date. And we joked that Maddie actually was trying to push my niece Ellie out. Hold on one second. Yeah, we used to joke that Maddie was pushing Ellie out because Ellie was born at 11:36 p.m. on December 4th, so she just made it, and we always said that that day was going to be a special day, and now it's even more special, because it's my niece's birthday, and that is a good thing, because that day is now a happy day, like it should have been. But along with that letter, I did find Kayla's funeral stuff, and that my stepmom was kind enough to mail to me, and I'm going to read something that was read at her funeral, because the words to me are just, they're right. "Nothing at all, it does not count. I've only slipped away into the next room. Nothing has happened. Everything remains exactly as it was. I am I, and you are you, and the old life that we lived so fondly together is untouched and unchanged. Whatever we were to each other, that we are still. Call me by the old familiar name. Speak of me in the easy way which you always used to. Put no difference into your tone. Wear no forced air of sorrow. Laugh as we always laughed at the little jokes that we enjoyed together. Play, smile, think of me. Pray for me. Let my name be ever the household word that it always should be. Let it be spoken without effort, without the ghost of a shadow upon it. Life means all that it ever meant. It is the same as it ever was. There is no absolute and unbroken continuity. What is this death but a negligible accident? Why should I be out of mind because I am out of sight? I am but waiting for you, for an interval, somewhere very near, just around the corner. All is well. Nothing is hurt, nothing is lost. One brief moment and all will be as it was before. How we shall laugh at the trouble of parting when we meet again. That was actually written by a priest in England. His name was Henry Scott Holland, and he worked at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. The other thing I'm going to read was something, another thing that was read at her funeral. And it's called The Dash by a woman called Linda Ellis. I read of a man who stood to speak at the funeral of a friend. He referred to the dates on her tombstone from the beginning to the end. He noted that first came the date of her birth and spoke the following date with tears. But he said what mattered most of all was the dash between those years. For my sister, it was 1983 to 2012. For that dash represents all the time that she spent alive on earth, and now only those who loved her know what that little line is worth. For it matters not how much we own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters how we live and love and how we spend our dash. So think about this long and hard. Are there some things you change? For you never know how much time is left that can still be rearranged. If we could just slow down enough to consider what's true and real and always try to understand the way other people feel and be less quick to anger and show appreciation more, I love the people in our lives that we've never loved before. If we treat each other with respect and more often wear a smile, remember that this special dash might only last a while. So when your eulogy is being read, when life's actions to rehash, would you be proud of everything they say about how you spent your dash? Yes, we said I do miss her every single day. AJ will tell you I spent pretty much most of our spare time talking with her. We would have late night Skype sessions, and we were pregnant together, and we had, you know, a good time. And because of how her pregnancy is ultimately what caused her death, so in this month where we bring awareness to pregnancy and infant loss, I want to remember my sister, too, because she gave birth to my niece and then ultimately lost her own life. And I'll just read a couple more ones, and it says, grieve for me, for I would grieve for you, then brush away the sorrow and the tears. Life is not over, but begins anew with courage. You must greet the coming years. To live forever in the past is wrong. It can only cause you misery and pain. Draw not on memories overlong. With others you must share and care again. Reach out and comfort those who comfort you. Recall the years, but only for a while. Nurse not your loneliness, but live again. Forget not, remember with a smile. Now another one. The clock of life is wound but once. No woman has the power to tell just when the hands will stop at late or early hour. To lose one wealth is sad indeed. To lose one health is more. To lose one soul is such a loss no woman can restore. A present is our own, so live, love, toil with a will. Place no faith in tomorrow, for the clock that may be still. And as they said on her funeral, because they sent me the transcript, it says, the coming days are a time to support one another. This way lies peace. Remember Kayla with love. And I do, but I just miss her a lot. Especially these past few months, it's been since we lost our home and everything. I know she would have been the first one, like my cheerleader and telling me everything was okay. And I would have believed her because she was wise like that. And she was an amazing sister. She really was. But to end this little segment and to start the next hour on a cheery note, we're going to play another song and we'll be back.
gotta get up.
All the party and it's smashing and crashing, and all the glitz and the glam and the fashion.
pandemonium and all the madness. There comes a time where you fade to the blackness. And when you're staring at that phone in your lap, and you hoping but them people never call you back. But that's just how the story unfolds. You get another hand soon after you fold. And when your plans unravel in the sand, what would you wish for if you had one chance? So airplane, airplane, sorry I'm late. I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. If I don't make that, then I switch my flight, and I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
In that airplane, tonight, sky like shooting stars. I can really use a wish right now. Wish right now. Wish right now.
Before this was a job, before I got paid, before it ever mattered what I had in my bank. Yeah, back when I was trying to get a tip at Subway, and back when I was rapping for the hell of it. But nowadays we rapping to stay relevant. I'm guessing that if we can make some wishes out of airplanes, then maybe, yo, maybe I'll go back to the days before the politics that we call the rap game. And back when ain't nobody listening to my mixtape, and back before I tried to cover up my slang. But this is for Decatur, what's up, Bobby Ray? So can I get a wish to end the politics and get back to the music that started this? So here I stand, and then again I say, I'm hoping we can make some wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars?
So
I can really use a wish right now. Wish right now. Wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars?
So
I can really use a wish right now. Wish right now. Wish right now.
What day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, everybody. We are back. It is hump day. Let's play a few songs there. And that's all I can say. We have to play a few songs there. Couple of good ones. And hump day. Trail. Trail. Guess what day it is? Woohoo! Trail. Guess what day it is? No, guess what day it is? Yes. I think I finally lost my marbles. But anywho, it is 10:10 here in the Midwest. You know what song we needed to have on now? What song has Will East Coast Swing? I've got that song going through my mind. You used to sing it all the time and I can't remember the rest of it. I've got the tune in my head. Do 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 do. I'm gonna have to look up on YouTube. Will you stop them too, please? Okay, time to hit YouTube. Let me see. Might actually be called East Coast Swing. No, that's a dance move. That's the one. Thank you. Used to sing it all the time. Boys to Men. There we go. We need to have this on the switchboard because I need to play it. And can you stop those dogs because Mindy is going crazy right now. We don't need the Twix commercial. I find the Twix commercial kind of funny because depending on how you open your Twix, you are going to get the right or the left one. Here we go. I don't know if they're going to hear it, but I'm singing anyway.
Just like that, I'm your friend.
Can you hear me too? This is actually, I love this song. You used to sing this all the time. I am picking up the phone for you.
I'm on
the
man. I'm just on that shit. Now, if I want to do my live mixing these days, I can do it.
This song, you always, always, always sang to me. Why did you stop? We ought to find other songs as well. Okay, another song from a group who actually went to, I did actually like them up until one point. They mean a lot to me. You mean a lot to me. I really mean that much to you? Girl, you know it's true. Lip-syncing duo of Milli Vanilli. I used to have all their albums. How sad am I? I'm in love with you, girl, and you're on my mind. You're the one I think about most every time. And I smile at everything you do. Don't you understand, girl, this love is true. It's so simple. I can't remember this little bit. And it's also true. Together we're one, separated we're two. To make it all mine, all mine's my desire. I can't remember this bit. Hold on. You're my world. Don't you understand? I'm in love, girl. So in love, girl. I'm just in love, girl. And it's true. Girl, you know it's true. Ooh, 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 I love you. See, I lip sync better than they did. Damn, I'm a good singer. Oh, dear. Yeah. What song? That's one of mine too. This is the extended version. Baby, you send me. Bye. Bye. You said it's just a memory bliss with you. See, I'm going back in time here. I'm reliving my teenage years because that's all we have to do. Said it's just a memory bliss with you. In fact, let's sit back in time even further. We are going to sit back in time to the 80s. No, we're going to go right back to the 80s. Because the 80s were when I started high school. I had some of the best years and some of the worst years of my life from 86 to 91. But one thing that remained true during that time was my love of the group Wham. See, I saw him in concert like 6 times. Thank you.
Somebody told you for everything you want is everything she needs. I guess I must have loved you because I said you were the perfect girl for me, baby. And now we're 6 months older, and everything you want and everything you need is out of reach, not good enough. I don't know what the hell you want from me, oh. Oh, very good time. What else have we got?
Okay, we'll actually do my favorite George Michael song when he went solo. What do you reckon it was, AJ? No, that's Wham. That was their very first song they ever did. That's not George Michael by himself.
Oh, well.
You were right. I'm playing it now. Mindy, get down.
So I want you, something special, someone sacred, in your eyes, for just one moment, to be warm and naked, at your side. Sometimes I think that you never understand me.
Oh, this signal's jumping around this evening. I can't even play my father figure. I've got the CD somewhere, double CD of their great Wham and George Michael's hits. It had everything they ever released. Okay, but now we're going to go into a song what literally every female in the 80s and 90s wanted to be her. Who am I on about? Name a musician, female musician, who literally every woman or every girl wanted to be in the 80s and the 90s.
Janet Jackson.
Nope. Playing her song now.
Madonna.
Madonna. I even had the rubber bracelets. I used to dress like that. Baby, listen to my radio instead. You know you've got to express how we feel, cause Hazel will bust his ass, baby, on the radio. Hey, come on now. Every woman wanted to be Madonna. They used to wear the clothing, back comb the hair. I already had the curly hair. All I had to do was... I couldn't pull off the cables. A little bit too young then. I used to, like, scrunch my hair with mousse in to get the curls, back comb my bangs, put the lace ribbon in, wear the rubber bands, the black ones on my wrist, all that good stuff. I was a total Madonna freak. What else we got going on here? Now I'm going to step way back into time. Back into the 60s. Because this song I love.
And the sky is gray. I've been for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be safe and warm if I was in L.A. California dreaming on such a winter's day. Stopped into a church I passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees and I began to pray.
You know the preacher likes a cold. He knows I'm gonna stay. California dreaming of such a winter day.
So you know, AJ, that really at heart I'm a Sixers girl. I was a huge, well, still am a huge fan of the Doors. At one point, I had all their music, books, everything. I was raised on 60s and 70s music, so this for me is my perfect music. So you're going to have to put up with my singing for a little bit more because I'm not turning this song off.
The leaves are brown and the sky is gray. I've been for a walk on a winter's day. If I didn't tell her, I could leave today. California dreaming. I'm such a winter day. I'm such a winter day. I'm such a winter day.
Let me find another one. Oh, good stuff right there. I'm trying to find... Oh, here we go. This song is dedicated to all my exes. And you'll understand why in a second. Because we're on YouTube, we have to go through the commercials. And obviously, they're showing Carrie about 20,000 times so far. But here we go. This is dedicated to all my exes.
You keep saying you've got something for me. Something you call love. But confess, you've been messing where you shouldn't have been messing. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You've been lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep truthing when you're talking up there. You keep saying when you ought to be truthing. Now what's right is right, and you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
You keep playing when
you will be playing. And you keep saying that you'll never get burned. I just found you a brand new box of matches, yeah. What if you ain't had time to learn? These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Are you ready, boots?
God, good stuff there. But I am going to play something else, which you have to be deaf, dumb, blind, or dead, all combined together, to not know this song. If it'll play.
just kill him out. Put it down against his head. Put my sugar now he's dead. Mama, life has just begun. Now I've gone and blown it all away. Mama, didn't mean to make you fall. If I'm not back again this time tomorrow, carry on, carry on. Ladies, that too late. My time is come. Send shivers down my spine. Body's aching all the time. Bye, everybody. Stop. Gotta leave you all behind and face the truth. Join in, AJ, if you know the word. Ooh. I don't wanna die if I'm not. Oh, well, see, look, Freddie Mercury used to stop changing the lyrics on his own damn song. I know the remix, damn it. Are you ready for this? Get ready. You know what? I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolts of lightning, very, very frightening me. Galileo, 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 let me be go. I'm just a poor girl, nobody loves me. She's just a poor girl from a poor family, bearing his life from this monstrosity. Easy come, easy go, will you let me go? It's Mila, no, will you not let you go? Let me go, let me go. Let me go. Let me go! Let me go! No, 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 no. Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me. For me. Oh, that was terrible. Hey, baby girl. So you think you can stop me and spit in my eyes? So you think you can love me and leave me to die? Oh, baby, can't do this to me, baby. Just gotta get out. We just gotta move right out of here. Now, I've tormented you with all that lot. We actually have to go to another Queen song because I was lucky enough to actually be at Freddie Mercury benefit concert after he died. And this song, actually, you could feel the whole stadium shake when this song was played. It was phenomenal and everybody just erupted. And I mean completely, completely erupted. If it'll play.
simple way I look. Ain't got sound but the sound of feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yes. Another one bites your bum. Another one bites your bum, as we used to say that. Hold on, we have to. Okay, here we go. My show tonight is perfect reason why this song was invented. I've blown your eardrums out. My next show will come with a free pair of beer plugs. But we need this now. Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face. Your big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing, we will rock you. We will rock you. I've actually found the perfect song. This next one actually is for all of my friends. Especially there's a whole little group of us who we always check in with each other every day. So this song is for you guys. And I will sing it all the way through.
Ooh, you make me live whatever this world can give to me. It's you, you're all I see. Ooh, you make me live now, honey. Ooh, you make me live. Oh, you're the best friend that I've ever had. I've been with you such a long time. You're my sunshine. And I want you to know that my feelings are true. I really love you. You're my best friend. Ooh, you make me live. I've been wandering around. Rain or shine, you still must be happy at home. You're my best friend. Ooh, you make me live. This world is cruel to me. But you're helping to live. Ooh, you make me live now, honey. Ooh, you make me live. Oh, you're the best one. Things that are bad, I know I'll never be lonely. You're the only one, and I love the things. I really love the things that you do. Oh, you're my best friend.
AJ would say this is typical of me. I'm going to find another song as well. Let me see what we can find.
I've only got myself to blame. Things are simple facts of life. It can happen to anyone. You win, you lose. That's a chance you've got to face the world. Oh yeah, I fell in love. And now it's said it's all over and I'm falling apart. It's so hard to be true lovers together. Just
can live forever in each other's arms.
This next song I'm actually going to play because I know that Cora is going to start jumping around and going absolutely crazy because of a certain event that's going to be happening next year. Let's see if she will start getting all girly when she hears it.
Ready to face the enemy? This is the sky is blue for birds all sing as if they knew today's the day. We'll say I do and we'll never be lonely anymore, because I'm going to the chapel and I'm gonna get married. Going to the chapel and I'm gonna get married. Gee, I love my AJ and I'm gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love. Bells will ring, the sun will shine, oh, I'll be here, and he'll be mine. We'll love until the end of time, and we'll never be lonely anymore, because I'm going to the chapel and I'm gonna get married. Going to the chapel and I'm gonna get married. Gee, I really love my trelly. Gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love.
See, and I knew that Cora would be going absolutely insane right now, because I think she's more excited than I am about my wedding. Not that I'm not excited, trust me, I am. But she, like, screeches and screams and has a really good time, and I'm so glad that her and her family are going to be coming into town for it, too. It's going to be awesome.
Going to the chapel and I'm gonna get married. Going to the chapel and I'm gonna get married. Gee, I really love him and I'm gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love. To the chapel and I'm get married.
But this next song is actually my song, because this song actually is for every woman out there who has survived bad relationships and all that good stuff.
This was a day I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. I grew strong and I learned how to get along. I came back from out of space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I had known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Go on now, go. Walk out the door, just turn around now, cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with your lies, using that combo? You think I'd lay down and die, oh no, my life. I will survive, for as long as I know how to live, I know I'll stay alive. I've got all my life to live, and I've got
and I'll survive. I will survive. I will.
Oh, the official dance at my wedding. I'm sorry, but this is the official dance at my wedding, and everybody will be up doing it whether they want to or not. So start practicing now, people. Get ready. Young man, there's no need to be down. I said, young man, get yourself off the ground. I said, young man. I got this a bit. Need to be unhappy. Young man. I said, young man. Young man. Are you ready, AJ? We all have to do this now. Get ready. It's time to stay at the YMCA. Time to stay at the YMCA. It's a secret war. You can come out with all the boys. Let's go. YMCA. Come on, everybody. YMCA. Everybody needs to be dancing to this, damn it. Okay then. A song that I introduced you to that we will play that you like. Oh, see, get my, I'm ready to get up and dance. We're doing a YMCA. But this, I remember from when I was in school. And I got AJ liking this song. Ba, ba, ba. If you're English or European, you would know this song very well. C-I-S-C-O. 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 Singing disco. Singing disco. Singing disco. Singing disco. She will see this delicious, incredible, to protect you, to go. She will see irresistible, super sexy, such a cutie. C-I-S-C-O. 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 Okay. I'm calming down a bit now. We're going to bring this down to a different level of another song that I will expect everybody up dancing to. I don't care if you it's midnight where you are, if it's coming up for 11 o'clock where you are. You need to make your building shake. Because this is Hazel's dance hour right now, and we've been having a good time. So now we all have to dance to this song. I'll even get AJ doing this dance in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. You bet I will.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Queen Latifah. Let's pull me up and do what we can for the fancy people. What's wrong with you? Hold me up. Hold me up. Let's pull me up. That's right. Donating our hair. We're spreading the love. Hey, click on this link below and you can see Brittany there. She has an inspiring story.
Here we go, AJ. Everybody, it's macarena time. We all have to macarena. I'm macaronaing. I'm macaronaing.
Huh?
No, we just sing what we want because nobody knows what the lyrics are. I am dancing in my living room like a Macarena. Let's all do that around Macarena. Hey, Macarena. Everybody, Macarena. Hey, Macarena. Yeah, don't worry about my boyfriend. He loves the Macarena too. Here's a song for our honeymoon. For our first night of having sex together. Because we've never had sex before. Ooh, baby, baby. Baby, baby, ooh, baby, 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 get up on me. Come on, baby, get up on me. Come on. The way did it, y'all. This dance ain't for everybody. Only the sexy people. So all you fly people, get up here and dance. Dance, I say. Hazel and Trillia here, and we're in effect. Want you to push it back. Pulling my bed day and night. Working up a sweat. Come on, girls, let's go show the guys that we know how to become number one in a hot body show. Now push it. Push it real good. See, that would definitely set the mood for the night. However, as we are walking to our bedroom, you will be singing this song. You have to wait.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt.
It is so big.
She looks like one of those rap guys, girlfriends, who understands those rap guys. They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's so round.
I have a big butt and I cannot lie. You are the best case in life. When I walk in with my little elevation around me in my face, you get sprung. Oh, oh, I hurt my neck crooking it. Oh, I sprung my neck. Hey, I sprung my neck. Oh, dear. Oh, that hurt. What? Okay. Okay. Hold on. AJ's got something he wants to say. What?
The walking shoot in the third ward is being transformed into a boulevard to make it more consistent with the rest of the neighborhood and help traffic calm. The new boulevard will have one driving lane and one parking lane for landscaping in the middle. The project that runs from St. Paul Avenue from Menominee Street is scheduled to begin next week on October 21st. The project is estimated to be complete on November 23rd.
Wow. Yeah, basically what AJ just said is there's some news that they're going to do some major renovations in Milwaukee's third ward, but it's not going to be in a good way.
It's going to be on Milwaukee Street, though.
Yeah. But anyway, let's find another song. Okay. I'm going to end the night out with this song because this song just sums it up for everybody. And everybody who is invited to my wedding is there because they are this. They are too sexy. For my shirt so sexy it hurts, and I am too sexy for my land, too sexy for my land, New York and Japan. I'm too sexy for your party, too sexy for your party. No way, I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk. Yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk. Okay, I have to play this song because this is the epitome of me growing up. And everybody danced to this, whether they admitted to it or not. Hold on, we have to wait for the song, blah, 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 let's go through. Yes, 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 now we can skip. Here we go. So hard, makes me say, oh my lord, thank you for blessing me, then my true rhyme is too sexy, then me. Don't know this bit. You should know this bit, you should be reckoning with me. Can't touch it. Can't touch it. Can't touch it. We're going to finish playing out the rest of the show with this song because we only have a little over a minute left until the end of the show. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget the rest of our shows that are on this week. And we look forward to you guys all tuning in and enjoying our songs, enjoying our shows for the rest of the week.